this is Leslie Jordan. You may know me as Beverly Leslie on Will and Grace, and you're listening to Dave and Darren on 109.4.
Well, yeah. I guess you can't get in trouble if it doesn't exist. You can hear it in his voice that I don't know where I am right now.
I don't know what any of this means, fellas. I don't know. He was great because when we asked him, I think you were the one that asked him, like, is there any character that you long to play? Any fictional character, anything you'd want to develop, any character that you would like to play? And Leslie Jordan said, well, frankly, I've just never read of a character I found more interesting than myself.
That's right.
Which is one of the all-time greatest answers I think we've ever gotten in the history of the show. Welcome to this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. It's a podcast. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren. Hello, Darren.
Hello.
We did a show just for the patrons yesterday. Hope you guys were able to download and enjoy that. That was a humdinger. And when you're a subscriber, you get to listen to the shows we make just for patrons, and you have access to the entire library of everything. Shows that we've done.
Is it 1,000 shows?
I've lost track. It's well over 900. I probably should know what the number is.
Well, so, it's easy enough to see.
But if the next one were 1,000, would we do anything different? I mean, let's just keep cranking them out, right?
I guess. I was just wondering if we've hit that threshold and we're on the other side.
It's like when you're driving and you look down at your odometer like, oh, I got a big mile marker coming up. And then I'm getting closer. And then you space it off. I'm 4 miles over.
Right.
I got all excited about something, and then I just don't care. Spaced it. Right. I think that's where I'm at in terms of
podcasts. Crawled in the back seat, and then when I got back up here.
Well, because I had learned at one of my podcast classes that I went to that numbering your podcast is one of the worst things you can do.
Oh.
We used to do that. We used to put the episode Why number is that? At the beginning. It discourages people from, first of all, trying it out. Like, say somebody says, oh, you should listen to Dave and Darren. You're at your gym, and you're, what are you listening to? Oh, I'll listen to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. Okay. And they go and they check it out, and they see
episode 160.
830. They go, what's the point? I'm not going to understand what any of this is, right? There's also
You weren't going to anyway.
There's also something with the way it works on iTunes, where it's more problematic if you have numbers on iTunes. So I just play ball and do what they say to make sure that we're successful. That's where I'm at.
They're the professionals.
Yeah, they would know, right? They would know. It's the top five things. We talked a little bit yesterday on the podcast for patrons about Gore Vidal and the advice he gave us that it's not enough to succeed, others must fail.
Mm-hmm.
How much are you loving the Cardinals right now?
Oh, I like this a lot.
I mean, you've got to be a big fan of what's going on with the St. Louis Cardinals.
See, I never got to see the Washington Senators. That was before my time.
You know, Warren Spahn and all that?
That was before my time. Yeah. When they turned into the Texas Rangers, right? Is that who they turned into?
I believe they turned into the Minnesota Twins.
Mm.
Am I wrong on that?
Boy, I think it was the Texas Rangers.
Okay.
But I could be wrong. So I never saw the Washington Senators. I was kind of excited when Washington got a baseball team, but the fact that they called them the Nationals and not the Senators kind of took a little bit of the shine off of
things. Oh, you wanted them to go back to being...
I wanted them to be the Washington Senators again.
The Washington Senators are now known as the Minnesota Twins.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I got that all ass backwards.
Yeah, you did.
Yes, but of course, I prefer seeing the Cardinals get swept. That is a ton of fun. It really is.
Now, let me ask you this.
It's a ton of fun.
Because today's the anniversary of when the Giants beat them a couple of years ago, and I think that series went 4-1. Would it almost be, as someone that doesn't like the Cardinals, would you like them to be swept, or would you like them to win one game so they get some false hope and then they lose?
As long as they lose.
That's all that matters to
me. I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with them pushing it to a game 7 and losing. That's fine.
Okay. Just as long as they lose.
As long as they lose.
That's really all you care about. All right. All right.
And then who's alive? It's the Yankees and the Astros.
Wait a minute. Okay. So you're correct that the Senators are also the Rangers. Here's how it works.
See?
No. We're both right.
Okay. How's that?
This is an example where we're both right. The Washington Senators left in 1960 to become the Minnesota Twins. Then in 1961, yes, 1960.
See, I thought that they existed until the late 60s.
No, let me finish. Then Washington, D.C. replaced the Senators that were the Twins with a team that was also called the Washington Senators.
All right, and they were
that around, happened in 1961.
And they lasted till like, what, 70?
1971.
71.
So there were two Washington. I just missed them. You replaced the Senators with the Senators. There were two Senators. So one Washington Senators
is
became
that necessary?
The Texas. I've never
why
heard
didn't
of
the
this.
Twins? Why didn't the Twins just exist?
Well, what I mean, imagine if the Cleveland Browns were to again leave Cleveland, right? Because the Baltimore Ravens,
but get replaced right away with the Cleveland Browns.
That's kind of what happened. So there was a little bit of a lag, though. Cleveland had
it seems
two or
as
three
though
seasons
that,
without
it
football.
Seems as though there was an extra step in here that wasn't necessary, right? Why didn't they just basically have an expansion team that was the Minnesota Twins?
Yeah, I don't get it. So the Senators left. Yeah, and they're both American League teams.
Yeah.
So it's not a matter of, I don't know. That doesn't make any sense.
Bizarre.
So there were the Senators from 1901 to 1960, and then there were the Senators from 1961 to 1970, whatever.
Now, is this the doing of Ted Williams? Because he was the manager at one time. Can you imagine Ted Williams being your manager? And just every time you strike out, you come walking back into the dugout, and he's just shaking his head.
I would have hit that ball.
Oh, my God. I would have been a frozen rope.
You know what? Someday my children are going to cut my dead head off and put it in an icebox. I still could have hit the ball better
than you. Part-timers at the lab will beat it into pieces with a hammer.
Feel free to Google. Everything we've told you was true. So we were both right. There were two Washington Senators, and they both left Washington. So maybe it wouldn't have been the best idea to name the team the Senators, because the history there is not great.
How'd you like playing for Ted Williams? It was the worst experience of my career.
He was very crotchety, yeah.
He thought everybody should hit at least 400. He just didn't get it.
If you're not hitting 400,
you're not even trying.
Ted Williams can't even comprehend what you're doing.
Oh, my God, I'd be hitting... If I was still playing, I'd be hitting 600. And you guys...
I'd be hitting 600 with these pitchers today.
And you guys are turds. I bet it was just miserable.
Thanks, Ted.
Thanks.
How about this? Science says chickens prefer attractive people. Chickens like pretty people.
Okay.
Yeah. This is science.
I don't spend a lot of time with live chickens.
No.
I spend time with chickens.
Uh-huh.
Chicken.
Do you ever think to yourself as you're eating the chicken, I wonder if this chicken would have found me attractive?
I will now.
They've done a scientific experiment here, and they found that chickens enjoy attractive people more than ugly people. That's something that's important for chickens, apparently. They prefer beautiful human beings.
What did I see? There was some article that Costco had... about how many chickens they sell a year. It was something ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like 90 million chickens?
Yeah, and they sell them for like $4 a pop. Yeah.
Five bucks
a pop, yeah. Okay. Still, it's not bad.
I think Sam's Club is the same thing.
Do they have their own... I think Costco has their own chicken farm that's just...
Now they do.
Yeah, right, because of the volume of the rotisserie chickens.
But it's something crazy. It's like 90 trillion chickens a year.
Yeah.
That's a lot of chicken killing.
You know, I've never had the Costco rotisserie chicken. I bet it's okay.
See, we get it.
Yeah.
The dogs get it.
Ah, you get it for the dogs.
The dogs
now,
I
imagine
it.
You don't just throw it on the floor. You probably cut it up and make it a food.
No, we take the meat off the bone. We just don't throw a chicken on the floor.
Chickens prefer beautiful human beings. There you go. Here's your floor chicken, mutts. They say that chickens have the same preference for certain human faces as to humans. They key in on things like symmetry of your face.
Yeah. And relatively symmetrical.
Right. So now, are you beautiful or are you chicken beautiful? Like, would a chicken find you attractive? It's possible. There's a great story.
I've always said if you can't look good, look cool.
That's not bad. This woman in Florida, of all places, lost her dog. And... the dog left in...
On its own accord?
Yeah, the dog ran away, all right? They found the dog in Pittsburgh. This dog was missing for 14 years.
Mm.
14 years, the dog goes missing.
And still alive. Must have been a...
It's a fox, a toy fox terrier.
Must have been a puppy when it left.
Disappeared from the home in 2007. Found alive in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The dog was discovered 1,000 miles under a shed in Carnegie, Pennsylvania. It was hungry, it was shivering, it was taken to a humane animal rescue in Pittsburgh, and they scanned the dog because it had a microchip in it.
Yeah.
And then they called and said, "We've got your dog." And this woman said, "I can't believe this is happening because it's been years. The dog left in 2007.
So the dog never adopted another family? You would think they would have had to have and then ran away again.
We can never know.
Yes.
But my favorite...
So there's not another family out there missing a dog?
We'll never know. This woman gets in the car immediately and drives the 14 hours to go pick up Duchess,
yeah,
who's now a 14-year-old dog. The dog left 12 years ago. The dog... is 14 years old, right? So they had 2 years of the dog. Dog ran away.
Yeah.
They get a call. The thing's in Pittsburgh. This is my favorite part of the story, though, because I guess I didn't realize this. Are any of your dogs microchipped?
Yes.
So you have to pay every year for the microchip.
Okay.
I guess that's how that works.
And I don't remember us doing that.
She says every year she would get a bill for $15 to re-up the microchip,
mm-hmm,
and she kept paying it. Holding out hope that the microchip would mean that someday the dog, 12 years later, and she's still every year forking over the $15, hoping
that it pays off.
Well, yes, it does. Isn't that great? A study here from Ohio State University indicates that owners of rescued microchipped animals are found 73% of the time. And out of that number, 74% wanted to retain ownership of their pets. So there are some people who say, "Oh, you found my dog that I microchip? That's your dog.
I'm over it."
Yeah, which doesn't seem great.
Well, except for if it's
got a new family.
It's got a new family, right, and it's been with that family, and you're thinking, "Well, I don't want to tear it away from that family after it's been there for that period of time."
I'm going to assume if you're the sort of owner that has microchipped your pets, you're probably a little bit more thoughtful, loving person. I'm going to assume that the scenario you're painting more likely.
And you probably do your very best to try to make sure that they don't run away.
Right. Well, this dog was, found under a shed, shivering and hungry. So no one knows where the family is. But
couldn't have been for 12 years in that condition, you wouldn't think.
No.
Escaped once again from wherever it was.
Now, at this point, you bring the dog home to Florida. If the dog runs away again, then I would say, I'm done paying the chip. Yeah, I'm done paying it. But think about that. $15 a year for 12 years. The dog was gone, but she never gave up hope. I just love that story. I don't know. I'm getting sentimental in my old age.
Yeah. We had a cat that went missing for several months.
Okay.
And all of a sudden showed up.
Several months. Wow. Okay. So...
just out of the blue.
But let me ask you this. As much as you love animals, there's no way you would be forking over $15 a year 10 years later, right? I mean, at one point, I'm picturing Rhonda, sit down. It's been 10 years. This is $150 we've spent.
Yeah.
Sparky's not coming home. You would say it after, not the first year, not maybe 3 years in, but at some point, the tight ass in you wouldn't keep paying for the microchip, would you?
Yeah, but I would be a I think I might still do that, though.
Really?
I mean, I'm not going to go probably 20 years
in. 50 years.
I'm not going to go 50 years. That's kind of stupid.
Yeah.
But I would find a way to be a tight ass about something else.
I see. You would move
because I'm not a tight ass about everything.
That's true.
I'm a tight ass about most things, so I don't have to be a tight ass about some things.
Right. Okay.
I get it.
Yeah, like, you will spend whatever extra bucks you have to at a concert to make sure you have the most fun at a concert.
Or I've done that in the past.
Right. But, like, you will not say, "Okay, I want nosebleeds." You'll get the best seats available if it's a show.
I'll get... okay seats.
But
yes.
then if you use the bathroom at Darren's house, you're wiping your butt with sandpaper. You have rough sandpaper so you can have a better time at the shows.
Hotel toilet paper.
That's right. I forgot about the hotel. I thought about you the other day when I was in Denver as we were leaving the hotel.
Those rolls. You paid for them.
I didn't take the toilet paper.
You paid for those rolls.
I didn't pay for any of it.
The company paid for it.
I did help myself to little bottles of shampoo, though. I thought it's the least I can do.
Just in case just in case there's a pinch.
What if I run out of shampoo and payday's not for another couple days?
What if I run out of shampoo and I lose my job? At least these little bottles of shampoo will get me to the Listen, through the weekend.
It has happened.
I know it's happened.
You were there.
I've
Mike from DeWitt texting, and he says, I'm listening to the episode 5 years of this thing, and you guys talked about timeouts for tickets. Darren may be onto something with the camera tickets. Maybe when Rhonda or her son gets a ticket, the letter gives instructions that someone needs to drive that vehicle to a point where it can be seen by the traffic camera, and you sit there for an hour. And yes. The dunce cap needs to be visible in the view to log the timeout. Remember, we talked about this in, I think it's Estonia or Latvia or Lithuania? It's
right,
one of the Baltic
countries. Option.
Where instead of giving you a ticket, you just sit in the highway and have a timeout.
Learn your lesson.
Right. So this would be an idea. They take your picture, you have to return to the scene of the crime and have a timeout.
I'm not sitting there, though.
No. Well, in this case, I think in Mike's text situation, you wouldn't have had to.
I still...
Because we would have been able to decide who was the driver of the car.
I still haven't had the opportunity to bring it up to her son.
You see him pretty regularly.
Not really.
Really?
No, not really. So I haven't had the opportunity to bring that up, but you know I am.
I think you rather like having it in your back pocket.
It's one of those things, or that's what he's getting for Christmas. Because I think I've saved, like, you know what they send you,
the
paperwork they send you, and they got the little picture of it. I might just put that in a card. It's like,
you know what's going to be fun?
There you go.
You know what's going to be fun? For the first time since I've known you, you're going to look forward to Christmas. Just sitting on that card that's just got a picture of him speeding, and you paid for the ticket already.
Merry Christmas.
There you go. That's a picture of you speeding. I already paid your fine. Best Christmas ever.
Listen, he's got a John Deere job.
No, I get it. I get it. That's they make good tractors.
They do.
And other implements.
They're very popular.
I get it. Guy in Seattle, 44-year-old man's in trouble. He broke into a downtown office building on Thursday night, ate hundreds of dollars in chocolate, and then took a nap. An employee called 911 after this guy breaks into an otherwise empty financial office.
Does chocolate make you sleepy?
Well, wait for it. Because this guy went to the offices. This is a financial company. Found a box of chocolates, just started eating, right? 44-year-old man. Officers arrived at the scene. They found that he had taken off his shoes. He took off his watch and his jacket and was relaxing on the couch.
Boy, I tell you what. This sounds like every other salesperson we used to work with. Every other one they brought in, it sounds like this is what they pulled.
He reportedly told police, quote, "You're going to have to kill me to take me to jail."
But
what? He was arrested without incident.
That sounds like what they would say.
So chocolate?
That's what they would say.
You're going to have to kill me to take me to jail?
Oh, brother.
This guy.
Who hired this one?
It's estimated he ate more than $200 in office chocolate.
Is it expensive chocolate?
I don't think so. I think this guy just ate a lot of chocolate and had a little sugar coma.
$200 of...
Right?
Well, it sounds like he had chocolate insanity. You're going to have to kill me to take me in? That's chocolate madness.
Let's get into the top five things, shall we?
Yep. The Dave and Darren top five things. Can chocolate make you insane?
I think in this case, yes.
The Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Factory of Fear, the Quad City's longest running and largest indoor haunted attraction. And they'll be open again this weekend. They're located at 5027 4th Avenue in Moline. Open Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays, and Halloween. Do you have what it takes to make it through the Quad City's most horrifying haunt? Tickets are available in advance at factoryoffear.com. They are just $15. VIP tickets are $20. Factory of Fear, haunting the Quad City since 1994, is open Fridays and Saturdays, and they are open from 7 till midnight. Sundays and Halloween, they'll be open from 7 till 10. Last year, Factory of Fear underwent a 100% remodel, which included 30-plus rooms and more twisted characters. This year, almost 5,000 square feet is being added to the haunt, the longest running and most decorated haunt in the Quad Cities, Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline, and online at factoryoffear.com. Factory of Fear, where fear is made, and the podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. I was there the other day,
The one in Davenport?
The one in Davenport mm-hmm. with my parents. Had the opportunity to introduce them to James. And,
oh, cool.
They've got three different, they've got three new chicken cheesesteaks. And I had their chicken parmesan. It was just absolutely delicious. You're going to love it as well.
You know, I got to say, can I make a quick confession? Because
yeah.
there was another place that I would occasionally go to for sandwiches in that strip mall. But then when I had the cheesesteaks at Capriati's, then I just went to that. I just would go to Capriati's.
That's what Mom and Dad had.
Yeah.
They had the cheesesteak.
Right. And that's what I get now is cheesesteaks. I'm kind of off the bobby because I kind of want to.
You're waiting for Thanksgiving?
I'm saving myself
for Thanksgiving. Yeah, you're saving yourself for Thanksgiving.
So now when I've been going there for cheesesteaks, and ever since I started going there for cheesesteaks, the other place to make cheesesteaks is out of business.
Well, there you go. You put them out of business.
Well, I didn't, but.
Well, you helped. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food and turn your favorite Capriati sandwich, whatever it may be, into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And, of course, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. And people were asking if I asked for the deal. Of course I did.
Can't I something?
Uh-huh.
That's fantastic.
I know. Yeah.
I just don't have the confidence to ask for the Nacho Radio deal.
All the confidence in the world.
Well, that's
what sandwich confidence. I mean, not you
not
know,
in life.
Not in all aspects
right.
of life.
Right.
But when it comes to chicken confidence, sandwich confidence, the kids got it.
Number one.
One.
Number one.
I love that you've started calling yourself the kid.
Yeah.
Iowa City. Kids in
I've
trouble.
I've never given myself. Well, I guess I've given myself 100 nicknames.
You have. I like the
Fudgy
this
the
is
whale.
This is my new favorite one. The kid.
Uh-huh.
The kid's got it. Iowa City. Kids in trouble for leaving the airliner.
Not this kid.
No, not you. No,
not me. Because I would have never left the airliner.
This is an underage kid who got caught drinking at the airliner. Can you imagine underage drinking at the airliner in Iowa City?
It happens. It really does.
So this kid, Daniel Burleson, is in trouble. He's 20 years old. He admitted that he was drinking a mixed drink containing vodka.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a kid that is a business student at the University of Iowa.
Liquor rat is what
he was escorted from the premises. The cops asked for his ID, which showed he was 21. Then the cops said, well, where's your fake ID? How'd you get in there? And that's when he pulled out his ID.
And?
It's the Hawaii ID from the movie. Is it Superbad? It just says McLovin on it.
Okay.
June 1981, date of birth. Burleson told the cops he got that fake ID off of Amazon.
Mm.
Yeah. The cops actually ran a query of the ID, which returned no results. No, Iowa City cops, it won't, because McLovin is not a real person.
No.
That's a fake ID from a movie that this kid used to get into the airliner. Apparently it worked.
And just McLovin, right?
That's right.
Like, even on the ID.
Right.
How many? I mean, even Cher. Her driver's license probably doesn't say just Cher.
Well, if anyone has just one name, it's maybe Cher, but you're right. Her driver's license has
probably
her last,
has her last name on
what
it.
What is Cher's last name? That's a good question. If she were smart, she would make it McLovin.
Bono Allman?
Cher Bono Allman. Her birth name is Sherilyn.
Sounds like a candy bar.
Sherilyn Sarkeesian. Is her a birth name?
Sure.
Yeah, that's not bad. I would have gone with that. I don't want to tell Cher to redo everything,
nothing,
but
nothing wrong with that.
Two.
Cher's weird when I look at old video of her, because there's times when I watch the stuff from the 70s and I think, my goodness, what a ghastly ghoul. And then there's times I think, she's the most attractive woman that was ever on planet Earth.
Oh, absolutely.
But
before she went and got a bunch of plastic. Back when she was just tan,
yeah,
and she kind of, her teeth were a
just
little bit
super
her, fit. Her teeth were a little bit screwed up.
Yeah, yeah, but in the best ways.
Oh yeah, sure. Kind of like in that Jewel way.
Jewel has never been attractive since she got her teeth fixed.
Jewel got her teeth fixed.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I don't want to know about that.
Let me ask you this: when's the last time you saw anything from Jewel?
20 years ago.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, you don't go fix your teeth.
No. Those snaggle teeth.
Yeah, that little snaggle tooth is part of the charm. Oh, I'm disappointed to hear that.
Yeah. No, she got her teeth fixed.
No, you don't do that.
No, exactly.
I can't even recognize you, Jewel.
Yeah, what are you doing? Now you're just everybody else.
Yeah, you're just a cookie cutter now.
Exactly. We're disappointed. Don't get your teeth fixed.
I wish you wouldn't have told me that.
She got her teeth whitened. Okay. She dyed her hair, straightened her signature teeth for a new set of straight choppers.
Remember when they couldn't get Larry's teeth right?
Mm-hmm.
And he had what he was calling Bugs Bunny teeth. And then they finally figured it out.
What was the problem?
Well, he had the front two teeth. They made the front two teeth look like he was the Nutty Professor or something.
That's right.
And, of course, he wanted them refrigerator white.
Okay, now I'm confused.
Maybe Jewel didn't have her teeth
fixed. Well, I'm reading that she got her teeth fixed for her role as June Carter Cash in an upcoming biopic.
Well, wouldn't you just get something that you could wear?
That's in 2012. And then, the following year, she said, "Sorry, haters, my teeth don't need to be fixed."
Great, yeah. So I'm not a hater.
But I'm telling you, look at that. Like, that's a picture of her. Her teeth are fixed.
It's hard to say. No, I think that there's still a little snaggle there.
She says, "June Carter Cash was a bit obsessed with her teeth. When I started researching her life after I was asked to play her in the movie Ring of Fire, I found out that she had them fixed early in her career at the suggestion of a manager.
And Johnny kept knocking them out."
"I can't tell you," Jewel says, "how many radio station interviews I've done where the DJ fields questions from callers about my teeth. Hey, Jewel, you ever going to fix those horrible teeth?"
They're not horrible.
"Numerous dentists call in and offer to fix them for free." That's just because dentists want to get their fingers in your mouth, Jewel. Yeah. You're smart enough to know what's going on there.
I've got my hand up, and I'm no dentist.
"One time a DJ said, 'You may have heard me describe my next guest as a snaggletooth singer from Alaska. Jewel, how are you?'
Oh, that's awful."
To which I replied, "You must be that small penis man from South Carolina I've heard so much about."
Click.
I was promptly taken off the air and dismissed from the studio. Good for you.
Yeah.
Jewel's saying here, "I've had Hollywood agents tell me I had to fix my teeth if I ever wanted to act. In ad campaigns, my teeth have been photoshopped to perfection without my knowledge."
That's what's going on.
That's what happened.
People are fixing her teeth. She didn't get her teeth fixed. Mm-hmm. Good for her.
Mm-hmm. She says, during photo shoots, photographers will usually say, "I love that little smirk of yours." That's it. Lips closed. Raise the corners to a bit to suggest a smile.
Do you suppose that if Jewel was on the phone and Larry was with us asking a question concerning anal sex, she would hang up on us? Click.
Yeah. Yes, she would. Well, okay, she says she has not gotten her teeth fixed. Jewel, I regret jumping on the bandwagon. I've just seen pictures of her with perfect teeth.
That's other people doing
that. That's Hollywood trickery. Well, good. Good. I'm
glad. That makes my day.
Yes. Okay, Jewel. Same as you ever were. Good for you.
Number two.
Now I would like to talk to Jewel, but we'll keep Larry off a mic.
Yeah, no. Don't have him ruin it. I don't know if you saw this. This was a funeral that happened over in Ireland.
Did we used to? No, okay. Not even going to bring it up.
What? Go ahead.
No, I'm not. No, I don't. I don't want to start it.
Start it.
No, I'm not going to start it.
Start it.
No, I'm not going to start it. Keep moving.
Did we used to play Jewel? Is that your question? I used to.
I know you did.
Before you and I did a thing together, I used to have to play the Jewel records. Mm-hmm. I used to read from her poetry book on my morning show.
Oh, yeah? Well, that was a bit?
Yeah, it was a bit.
What was it called?
Pieces of You, I believe, was the name of the book.
We read from, whose book was it?
Clay Aiken.
Clay Aiken!
Yeah, we would read pages from the Clay Aiken autobiography.
Paragraphs.
Yeah, as much as we could. Yeah, that was a present I got. That was a present I got from my brother-in-law one Christmas.
And we...
Autobiography of Clay Aiken.
And now, Clay Aiken.
Mm-hmm. So this was a guy in Ireland who passed away, and at his funeral, this guy, Shea Bradley was his name, he pre-recorded a message that he said he wanted to be played.
I have a message from another time.
He wanted a message played, and he told his family, "I want you to play this as they're lowering my casket into the ground."
Okay.
So they're at his gravesite.
Yeah.
He died. This is in Dublin, and he said, "Don't listen to it before I die.
Yeah.
I want you to play this message as you're lowering me into the ground."
Here we
okay?
go. Yeah.
All right. Here they are, lowering him into the ground. Very sad.
Of course.
As they say goodbye to their father and friend. Hit play on it now, and you'll hear the sad bagpipes. They're lowering his casket into the ground.
Hello? 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 Let me out! Where the fuck am I? Hello? Hello? Let me out the fucking bag in here! Who the fuck am I? I got that police bag in here! Let me out! Hello? Hello?
It goes on and on, but it's him just banging saying, let me out of here.
Let me out of here.
It's dark in here. And he's just taking shots at the priest, who was just delivered.
Don't pay the priest.
Don't give that priest any money. That's some Factory of Fear stuff right there.
Don't hire a black priest.
Now, Darren.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? Yes. And now that autumn is here, enjoy it while you can. Fall into a pumpkin pie latte or a chai tea. Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. It's the East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. If you are a patron, then you've got a patron-only show waiting for you. Become one today. We love you all very, very much. The podcast originating from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Remember, any time is a great time to get Capriotti's gift cards because everybody loves Capriotti's. Taste the Capriotti's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. They're fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses. Oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriotti's slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. They're open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. And of course, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
I can't get a straight answer on this Jewel thing. And it's consuming me. I must know the answer.
I think the answer is she hasn't got them fixed.
Well, I hope not.
And people are taking the liberty of photoshopping fixed teeth of their own accord.
How dare they?
Number three.
Because her perfectly imperfect smile is one of the things we find most attractive about her.
That and that chest.
And not mad at those boobies either. No, right on. Number three on our top five things. Doctors are warning women, please stop using toothpaste to tighten your vaginas. Yeah, women are now using toothpaste in an attempt to try and tighten their vaginas. Doctors are warning them it's a bad idea.
Minty, though.
It is a myth that toothpaste will tighten the vagina.
I've never heard that.
Putting toothpaste into the vagina or on the vulva, this gynecologist warns, would not only be uncomfortable, but it would also cause serious damage and disrupt the natural flora of the vagina, leading to potential infections like bacterial vaginosis and thrush. Some kinds of toothpaste contain little tiny particles that can also cause painful micro-abrasions inside your sugar walls there, girls.
Get down there! Get down there! It's Aquafresh!
This is why...
Get out!
I could never be a woman.
No.
If some dude told me, honey, I need you to put some toothpaste in your vag, I'd be like...
Punch you in the teeth is what I'd do.
Why don't you go pound sand, sweetie?
Yeah.
Now, you don't get to have any of this, is what I'd say.
Although, who am I kidding? I'd been a slut.
Yeah, but that's your decision to do that.
Not a whore.
Right.
But a slut.
Right, you would give it away. You wouldn't get paid. Some are even warning that using toothpaste on your vagina...
I never saw any of the football game. I was under the bleachers the whole time.
Could leave you infertile.
The kid's gotta have it.
Toothpaste. The kid. Doctors warning women not to be body shamed by their partners and to be confident in their own skin.
Oh my God, I would have been that. I'd have been day one of school.
Yeah.
All right, who are the lesbians?
Four.
I'm not going to be shy about this at all.
Just
let's get together.
Because you know now what you didn't know then, or you just think that's how it would have worked for you.
Well, I would have had lesbian confidence
instead of the sandwich confidence and chicken confidence that you enjoy these.
Well,
days.
There's no reason that I can't have, you know.
Oh no, you've come a long way, baby.
More than one confidence.
Football coach in the Philadelphia area is looking at a fine of $500 and possible suspension because he allowed his team to score too many points.
This is little kids.
A youth football coach looking at suspension and a $500 fine.
For running up the score,
because
huh?
they blew out an opponent, which violates league rules.
What was the score?
The final score was 36-0.
But that's not that bad.
I don't think so either.
136-0, that's a different story. We beat him 360-0.
Kyle Williams says he knew he was dangerously close to breaking the rules on Saturday when his youth football team, the Conshohocken Golden Bears.
What do you mean he knew? I mean, all you're talking about is a number, mm-hmm. right?
Well, this is the thing. The rules say...
You can't do what?
When he went up 30-0, the yes. rules of the Keystone Sports League, which features kids, by the way, playing football, none of these kids is older than 7.
Mm-hmm.
Which seems a little weird that you've got kids under 7 out there playing football.
But are 6-year-olds going to hurt each other? As long as you don't let, like, some sort of Andy Reid play?
He says, less than 2 minutes left, I called a timeout because I wanted to pull the starters off the field.
You're just now pulling the starters?
I put the kids in who normally never played. It's weird to me that 5- and 6-year-olds, that they're starters and not starters. That's weird to me.
Right. I would think that you just kind of, you know, intermingle everybody.
Yeah, this is my son. He's 5. He's second string on his football team.
Fourth, Dad. A fourth string.
Shut up.
Shut up, Timmy.
Actually,
fourth. I'm a fourth string snapper.
This kid on. They brought back Kids Say the Darndest Things with that Tiffany Haddish, who's delightful.
I guess I don't know
and
her.
She's talking to this kid, this little boy, and she goes, "How old are you?" Which is like the first question I always.
Go.
He goes, "I'm 5, but I'm buffet 4." And they go. She goes, "You're 5, but you're buffet 4." He goes, "Yeah, I'm actually 5. But when we go to the buffet, I'm supposed to say I'm 4.
I'm buffet 4.
So I get in for free. I'm actually 5, but I'm buffet 4. When we go to the buffet, I have to tell them I'm 4 so I get a free plate."
I think there was a buffet when we were kids. Now, this is 100 years ago.
Yeah. No.
That was it. I don't think it was. Was it 10 cents per 10 cents per year that you, or did they weigh us?
Okay, at the ground round, they would weigh you.
They would weigh you.
You pay what you weigh.
It was pay what you weigh.
Right.
It was like, it wasn't 10 cents a pound. That'd end up costing you an arm and a leg.
I think it was like a penny a pound.
A penny a pound.
Yeah, your parents would pay like 67 cents for your meal.
But I thought there might have been something where it was like a dime a year, which you wouldn't make any money off that.
No, I think it's basically a gimmick where you get a little something. It's kids eat free, essentially.
Right. It is kids eat free, but okay, you're going to get 70 cents.
The ground round gimmick was... Well, I'm going to go get weighed.
Yeah, okay.
And
so
that for us was entertaining.
Yes.
Like, you went to school the next day and were like, guess what happened to me over the weekend? I had a meal and I got weighed.
Well, I guess it would be about the same because it still ended up being just like, you know, 40 cents.
Yeah, right. You might pay, unless you're Andy Reid. Andy Reid's
that kid's meal cost me $3.
Andy Reid's parents never took him to the ground round.
No.
Fact. He says he knew that he was in trouble. He puts in the second string. One of the second stringers is a 5-year-old boy, got the ball and ran towards the end zone. And he says, "I was running along the sideline telling him to fall down."
Oh, well, then...
But he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't listen.
Well, you can't expect him to.
The team scored, and they went up 36-0. And now this coach is facing a $500 fine and a 2-game suspension.
Well, that seems a little bit ridiculous.
It does seem ridiculous.
36 to nothing is not that bad.
Right. Well, if you don't want your little 5-year-old to suffer a 36-0 beating, teach him how to tag.
I take that sort of beating every day.
Good preparation for life.
And life's not pulling the first team for me.
Five.
When do I get to play against the third string?
I just 5-year-old second string football. I don't get that.
Not that strong.
Finally, in Germany, a convicted bank robber. Now, I guess in Germany they have a rule where once you're convicted of something, the court gives you a last word where you're allowed to say whatever it is that you want to say. Okay,
so is that a good idea?
Well, I think they might want to rethink this because a bank robber there in Hamburg, Germany, they sentenced
the Hamburglar.
I don't think he's arrested for hamburgling. He's a bank robber.
Oh,
right.
Okay. Yeah,
no, he gave a speech and he had more to say than robble. District Court in Hamburg, Germany has just sentenced Michael Dwarnik, who's 71 years old, to more than 12 years in jail.
Oh, boy.
For 3 bank robberies, attempted murder, and a violation of weapons law. Under German law, when you're the defendant, you have the opportunity to have a last word after the verdict is given. And generally what you do, if you're a defendant, is you go up and you express your remorse.
I wonder if this is just a hobby of his.
Or you say nothing. This guy gave a speech that lasted 5 days. He attended the court in sunglasses and ranted for 5 days about incompetent investigators, saying he knew more about the law than his lawyers did, and the speech went on for 5 days.
I know someone who would love to hire you.
That's going to do it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
It has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs, and cap specials, including the Bobby Turkey Cranberry Sauce Homemade Stuffing Mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. The greatest sandwich in America.
Was it the Hamburglar?
Having a get-together, let Capriati's do all the work, whether it's a picnic, birthday party, maybe you've got a tailgate this weekend, graduation, office meeting, or corporate event, Capriati's is sure to be a hit. Capriati's also makes those extraordinary party trays and big box lunches with subs and salads and more. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food at Capriati's. Again, 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids and the location on 53rd Street in Davenport. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle. Capriati's Sandwich Shop.
Did you see the nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that were announced this morning?
I saw that Whitney Houston's going in.
She's nominated. She's not going in.
Oh.
Of the 16 nominees, quite a few of them are first-timers. I had no idea. How is Thin Lizzy and T-Rex not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yeah, that's crazy.
And in fact, this is the first
time. T-Rex isn't in?
T-Rex, this is the first time they were nominated?
That's ridiculous.
Also nominated is your guy Todd Rundgren, Soundgarden, Rufus featuring Chaka Khan. They're going to try that again.
Chaka Khan.
Notorious B.I.G., Nine Inch Nails, Motorhead, MC5, Kraftwerk, Judas Priest, Whitney Houston.
Nine Inch Nails, he's still furious. He's not 17.
The Doobie Brothers, Depeche Mode, Dave Matthews Band, and Pat Benatar. Only 5 of them or 6 of them will go into the Hall of Fame, but Thin Lizzy, and I was looking at other bands that have never been nominated.
Yeah.
There's quite a few. Like Jethro Tull's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not saying give me all the Tull you got, but that seems like a band that belongs in the Hall of Fame before Whitney Houston, right?
Yeah, we'll see.
Till we get a chance to do this for you again, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities reppin' spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
We're tanks for nothing!